The Gemara here in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Hey, in continuing its discussion about a Masach B'Kuvya, wants to draw a differentiation, even if, says the Gemara, we're going to have a concern about a smachta. The Gemara wants to draw a distinction between a Masach B'Kuvya and other types of asmachtas. And there's a very big machlokes with Shoinim how to understand the distinction. Rashi, the very maskil kol, and this is also the opinion of the Yad Ramah, hold that an asmachta is only in a situation, it's only considered an asmachta in a situation where it's in my control. Right? What's the classic example? Someone contracts with a builder to build them a house. And they put a clause in the contract that if the house won't be ready by a certain date, every day after the house is not ready, the builder's going to have to pay an exorbitant penalty fee. In such a situation, Rashi says, that's considered an asmachta. Why is that considered an asmachta? Because the person only entered into this agreement because he was sure that he will never have to pay that fee. He was sure that he will have the house ready on time. Then something happened that the house wasn't ready on time. That's considered an asmachta. But in a situation where when one entered into the condition, when one entered into the transaction, he knew that he has a real chance of losing. When somebody bets, he knows that when somebody gambles, he knows he may win and he may lose. That is not considered an asmachta. That's the opinion of Rashi. Tosfos, the very Maskil Kol, a long Tosfos, has a very opposite approach to Rashi in that. And he says the reason why here it's not considered an asmachta, when somebody enters into a gamble, says Tosfos, he wants that if he's going to win, the money should be turned over to him. In order for him to be able to achieve that type of situation, that if he wins, the money should be turned over to him, he has to be ready that if he loses, he's going to turn over the money to his opponent. So when somebody enters into any bet, he's willing to lose money, even though he doesn't want to lose the money, because the price he's willing to pay to lose money is in order to be able to make money. And therefore, this is not your regular case of asmachta. Dor Zeruah takes a different approach. Dor Zeruah's approach is that an asmachta is only in a situation where I'm going to give up money. In a situation where I'm not going only where I may hold on to money, that's not called an asmachta. So when you gamble, you want to hold on to your money and also get your opponent's money. But since part of this transaction involves holding on to your money, that is not considered an asmachta. There's a long sif in the Shulchan Aruch, Chai Shemishpet, Simen Reish Zayin, Sif Yud Gimel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'kein Tanoim Shemasnim Bnei Odom Bneihim. Conditions that people make between them. Api Shem Be'edim B'Shtar, even though it's signed with Edim, it's confirmed in a Shtar. Im Yekach, if this will happen, Oyim Tasekach, or if you'll do this, Etan Lachmona, I'll give you a certain amount of money. I'll give you this house. And if it won't happen, if you won't do it, Abish also, even though he did it, or Shahoya Adover, what they spoke about did or didn't happen, like Kano. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Shekol Oimim Yeh Im Lo Yeh. Whoever says if it will be, if it won't be, like Gom of a Hikna. It isn't considered a full-fledged Kenyan. For the Shulchan Aruch says, as we have very often stated as well, the point of a Kenyan is Gemiras Das. Here there is no Gemiras Das. Shrei Data Adayin Semeches Shem Yeh Shem Lo Yeh. He's not sure what's going to be. Continues the Rama, Hagol. V'yesh armed gimel chalukim b'dinei asmachta. There are three categories by nesmachta. The kol mashein b'yodai, something that is not in my power, v'tali b'yad acherim. Kigoy, shamalei, if I tell somebody, k'nei li yayin memokoyim ploini, please buy for me wine from a certain place, v'mloy tikna, and if you won't buy it, t'chayv li b'kach v'kach, you'll owe me this and this much money. Zayin etalaboy, I have no control over this situation. The dim lo yirtzun l'chaloy, they may not want to sell this person the wine. That's how I smacht b'kol inni v'loy kana. Umash yesh b'yodai, the next category, says the Rama. Something that is in my control, im lo gozim, and it doesn't involve any exaggeration. Kigoyim, shomer, I said, im oiv v'loy evad, If I'm hired to work on your field, and I say that if I won't do the job, as shalom b'meitav, I'll have to compensate you. La'ava smachta v'kanya. So now we're learning back to our case of the builder, where if the builder accepted upon himself that if the house is not ready by a certain time, he'll pay a fine, but the fine is not some sort of exorbitant fee. Then that's not considered an asmachta. Aval, continues the Rama, in Gozom, if he exaggerated, v'amar m'loy evoid shalom alfi zuzay, I'm going to pay you a tremendous amount of money per day, have a asmachta v'loy kanyan. Lefeikach, k'shemoicha makna l'lekeach, al t'nai, im tas li kach, if you're going to do for me this, tikna have a asmachta. A condition that I take upon myself that I don't control, that's an asmachta. Avam ein biyodai legamri, v'loi biyad acher. But what about a situation, says the Rama, that's not in my control, nor in the control of someone else? What is the example? When you gamble, it's not in my control necessarily, it's not in my opponent's control. Sheni Yedeya, I don't sure im yinatzach, if I will win, im loy. But fila hochi hisma, and still I entered into this transaction, vadei gomra maknim b'safik. That is considered a valid kinyan. However, says the Rama, b'medvar mamurim, when do I say that gambling is considered not an asmachta? And Tosfos says this here in our Masechta Divrei Maskil Kol. Kishsoichim b'mois mechonim, where all the money that they're going to gamble with is out there. Avam soichim b'amona, if they're playing with money that they have in the bank on credit, ein mitzim b'mena mashefset, and then I lose. Halachically, I don't have to pay that loss. Let's say I'm gambling. I don't have all the money, but I put a security down. That's not the same as if I put out the money. The mas enkan, this is not considered a situation where the money is available. Mashkin enkan, commissions ba'al el simen kuf tzadik siftes. Avo repeats the Rama. Shemos mechonim al adaf. If the money with which we are gambling is on the table, muta lischoit, one can gamble, vein by mismachta. For the loy, says the Rama, this is contrary to the opinion, ki yesh cholkim, that disallow gambling under any circumstances. V'yeshayim continues the remark. Deina mutter rak shadaf shemos mnochalov koni l'shneim. Not a remark, and Tosfos says this as well, says it's not just adequate that the money be prepared. The money has to be put on a table that belongs to both players of the game. Furthermore, says the remark, when we speak about an smachta, it's only in a situation where it's connected to some sort of a condition. If I obligate myself to someone else, and I say, if you'll be alive, I'll give you a gift. If not, why? I am obligating myself no matter what. What I think the Ramah is trying to say is that one could, if one wants, one perhaps can make an argument that every or many business transactions are considered a smachta. Why? Because if I invest money in the stock market, the stock may go down. I invest money in real estate, the value of the property may go down. That's not called an asmachta. Because there was a gemira stas to make a kinyan, and once there's a gemira stas to make a kinyan, says the Ramah, that's not an asmachta, that's a kinyan. Continues the Ramah, Yeshar mahar masach b'kuvya lohav asmachta. Nanarama offers another reason why gambling doesn't involve in a smachta. Humitam da achash shnei masn zek negazet. Since there are two people involved in this gamble, for kol echad yochel lahafsid, and since every one of them could lose, this is the svara that we quoted earlier from Tosfos, agav the boy lemikni gomer umakni. Since if I win, I want to be able to get the money, so therefore, I'm ready to give up the money if I lose. Okay. Therefore, says Ramah, Kol Shnaim Shim Zem Zeh, if two people enter into a gamble, into a bet, Konu Im Konu Miyodim, Tadafka Shem Biyodim Gam Kain, Amash Biyodim Loi. Only, says the Ramah, there may be a difference if I'm holding the money or not holding the money. And therefore, Ramah says, because of all these conditions, one has to be very careful when he ever enters into such a situation. So what we have here is, and we saw this in the previous year from Simon Shin Ayin, and now we see it from Simon Rei Zayin. We have a very interesting machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, takes a much more stringent view toward Masachta B'Kuvya. Even though, as we quoted in the previous year, the opinion of the Sma, that seemed to want to say that even the Shulchan Aruch is not considering that the concern of Masachta B'Kuvya is a concern of Gzela, maybe more of a concern of Eina Oysa B'Yeshuva Shloilum. But it's quite clear from both places that the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, has a very strict opinion towards Masach B'Kuvya. The Ramah has a much more lenient approach towards Masach B'Kuvya, and it seems according to the Ramah, Masach B'Kuvya is not dafka, not necessarily Osir.